Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Guys, welcome to episode 107 of Super Mega Cast. We have a very special guest today.
Oh,
you know him
special.
From you're very special.
Oh, thank you.
You know him from Smosh. You know him from the live action Surf's Up 3.
His co-authored book, This Is the America I Love, which he also co-wrote with Bill O'Reilly, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. No, we're best buds. We go way back.
Yeah, way back.
I think that's an interesting choice for, like, your whole career. That was an interesting career move to do that book, but...
Yeah.
We don't judge people politically, so we're... So we will have anyone on the podcast, no matter, like, your...
Of course,
like,
man.
Political
as long as America is their favorite country in the world.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And as long as they love Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Actually, he's coming on next week.
Oh, that's great.
We kind of booked you guys back-to-back to promote the book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, it's not selling very well, so we appreciate all the support we can get.
Yeah, and that's why we have... Ian Hecox on the podcast. That's how you say it, right? Hecox?
You said it right.
Okay.
Oh, what is the usual, like, go-to for the fuck-up of your last name?
Hecox? Well, I had a teacher that I think they're afraid to say the word cock. So they would say Hecock. But a lot of, like, Hecox or whatever. I don't know. It's like, have you never seen the word he before?
Has someone ever pronounced your first name Ian?
Yes, all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just like, wait, like in America people do that?
Hey, Ian, what's up, man?
Yeah, but I think people mess it up more down here in LA because there is a little bit more like first generation immigrants here. So
so
a lot of people haven't seen the, you know, name Ian because it's a very just white sort of UK name.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are just like, Ian? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Ian Hecock?
Ian Hecock.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the podcast, Ian Hecock. We're very glad to have you. We wanted to get you on for quite some time.
Oh.
And you should ask sooner.
That's all we needed. So people see the work ethic of the podcast. It's really like, why don't you have this person on?
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, oh, we're trying to get him on. It's really us just...
We'll ask one of these days.
Yeah. You did, and then nothing, and then I didn't hear back.
Yeah.
you're like, hey, like, it'd be cool to get you on the podcast, and I wrote back, hell yeah.
And then I just never messaged back.
I was like, I guess I should follow up.
Yeah, my bad. I'm so bad at that. We're all like, I'll send an invitation to something, or I'll like shoot someone a message about collaborating, and they'll be like, hell yeah, and then I'll just never respond.
I'm awful with messaging in general.
That's just I forget. So anyone out there who I've done that to, please feel free to reach out if I never responded, because that's on me. So
I'm just as bad. I don't fault you for that.
Well, thank you for doing my job and coming back and saying, hey, I'd still love to be on the podcast.
And you're still going to give me a cut of today's sponsorship, right?
Well, actually, let's talk about that after the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I mean, you're already making enough from your book, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, the book is... It's making some money. We're struggling.
I mean, I know you said it's not doing big rounds, but like, I mean
Bill,
it's all over the rallies, and you know, a lot of people go to there. So you have to be making at least, you know, good income.
Well, Bill, and since I'm good close friends with him, I call him William. William and I,
of course.
You know, we don't have like the best relationship because he took a larger percentage of that. So,
does he get like? So, like, with audiobook, do you have, like, the last half? Like, he gets all the money, listen to the first half, but if people don't make it through, like, you don't get the next half? Like,
right, yeah. We did the audiobook, so he reads the first 90%, and then the last chapter I read just to, like, really flip people out.
Okay. And you wanted your kind of stamp on it,
mm-hmm. right? Yeah, okay. Of course.
Classic.
I would love to legitimately read a book authored by you and Bill O'Reilly and just like see what that book would be about.
I don't know what common interests we would have.
But like it's all under the same like name, like R.L. Stein type of like Lemony Snicket type of name. So like it just feels very unbalanced throughout the whole thing. You take turns writing chapters.
Like one's about paying women millions of dollars to go away.
And then one's about working on YouTube.
Yeah. I'd read that book. I'd be very intrigued by it.
Why hasn't he gone to YouTube yet?
Ooh.
Like, come on. Alex Jones has left a big market open.
That's true.
Come on, think about that void.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Come on, Mr. O'Reilly. I know you listen to the podcast. Think.
Could you imagine him doing, like, make sure to click that bell?
And you can like and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button.
He's, like, he's collabing with, like, the family vloggers. They're doing Fortnite dances.
he's like,
Bill O'Reilly does floss?
Can you guys do Fortnite dances?
I can't.
I played Fortnite all of maybe 4 hours because we were going to make a video making fun of it, so I was like, okay, I need to know a little bit about it. And I've watched videos, and I know get the general gist of it, but I was really bad at the game. Also, I was playing on console, so that was also a bad idea.
Never once played it. I don't know how I still haven't played it, but I feel like at this point, we should save it for a video.
Yeah, I'm going to get Baby's First Fortnite.
Yeah, Baby's First mm-hmm. Fortnite. We'll do that as a video. I can wear a diaper and a baby bonnet, have some face cam.
You're joking. You've said it. I'm going to commit to that idea. We're going to do that. I'm going to buy a bonnet and a diaper, and you're going to wear it.
As long as you buy the diaper and the bonnet,
you shouldn't
I'll do
have
it.
Said anything. Now it's reality, and I have to make sure that reality happens.
All right, guys. Well, I guess that video's coming soon. So keep your eyes out for that one.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't have to play Fortnite to know the dances.
No, I guess I could. I guess after many months of trying, I can now do the floss, which is a very complicated dance move.
Could we see it? I know the viewers can't.
The viewers can't see it.
To make
so.
You feel better, I mean, would it make you feel better if like Matt did one of the Fortnite dances in front? He's got one down packed.
I got two.
Do you
of
have
them
the
down.
One where you like?
Wait, you
hands
got two
go
of them
up
down?
And then down?
I wish that's the one that I wish I could do most. In right. fact, I actually tried learning it and I almost broke my ankles. It's like really painful.
What's
on
the one? What's that one called?
Is that the shiggy?
The block?
No, 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 I don't know.
It's the one that's like, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
This is America, yeah. There you go.
That one, right?
Yeah.
Was that in This Is America? I forget.
Yeah, he does.
Nice.
There you go.
Doing the floss?
See,
doing
yeah,
the
you
floss.
Got it.
He's got the floss.
You
damn.
Did it.
Okay.
Good job.
And you said you could do the floss? Is that the one you said you could
right,
do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you want to...
Do you need proof?
I mean,
I feel like I mean... All
I
right.
mean, I would like proof.
Yeah, I'd like okay, proof.
Sure. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Okay, let's see. Oh, he's doing it, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing it. Hell yeah.
I don't have
shit.
Any sort of coordination
I'm so
to even
this,
begin
this
that.
This is not a filmed podcast.
Well, see, we just wanted the proof for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We want to be the only two people in this moment that could have seen that.
I feel like I just got peer pressured hardcore.
I mean,
that's what happens, man.
I'm extremely susceptible to peer pressure.
You want crack?
Like, inject or smoke?
Smoke.
Or, I mean, you
pass.
Can give them
hard
options.
Pass.
You
okay.
Give them options.
Inject.
I mean, yeah, no I only in the smoke, inject just straight into my anus.
But yes, injection. You said no to okay. smoke.
That's
yes,
a good way
did.
To do it.
Yeah.
That is like the best way to do it. Hurts, but it's.
Yeah, kids, if you're out there, that's the best way to do crack.
Heard it here first, guys.
Fourth.
You heard it here first. I don't know what I tried to say first. And it came out. I was like, fifth.
It's your brain trying to talk faster than your body has the ability
it just,
to.
It just happened. Yeah. But you heard it here first, guys. You can do crack through your anus. It's what you learned from today's podcast with Ian, guys.
You can do a lot. Have any of you done like drinking through your asshole?
No, which I don't recommend because that's
beer enema?
An easy way to die.
Excuse
it
me,
bypasses
Matt.
Your liver. If you drink through your butt,
if I can picture the Jackass boys doing it, then I feel like it's safe for the general
First
public
of all,
to try.
It was Steve-O.
Did he actually do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like
which
in
part,
what was
which,
the
which
second
one did he
was that
do
the
that?
Second or the third?
Jackass 2.
Jackass.
Yeah, that was weird. Didn't they open the movie with that?
It was near the beginning, I think, but he drank like a huge beer through his ass. And like,
oh, you just see it like going down?
Yeah.
You know what's weird about that is like, imagine you were at a party and it's just a bunch of dudes and you're like, hey, so I'm going to take my pants off and he's going to shove a bong into my anus and we're going to pour beer into it. And everyone just stands around and laughs and cheers at it. That's weird, right? Like, that's weird.
It's definitely weird because you have to picture the event. Like, the the dick and balls are flaccid, like flopped a little because he's doing a handstand, right? Doing a handstand.
Well, no, Steve-O was like, he was like,
okay, yeah, he was like, two girls, one cup.
I feel like if you're doing it at a party, you have to handstand. You can't, like, I don't think anyone at a party is going to watch a dude kind of do this.
I mean, I'd watch that at a party.
Insert it. I mean,
but yeah. I never, that was the one Jackass stunt that I didn't really understand. I was like,
he's just drinking it through his ass.
Like, I don't need to see this. Really? It's not really a stunt. It's like,
what about the cardboard cutting of the webs? That's the one that always gets me.
That's the one I can't watch. I hate that one.
There's that one and the one with the fish hook in the cheek. I can't do that one either.
I can watch that knowing what mental state he was in at the time, because I think he was like pretty high on something.
And hence the...
Yeah, he did a lot of nitrous.
Yeah. and then the butt chugging.
He jumps into a shit ton of, like, just a pool of sharks, essentially.
Yeah, when he has the fish hook.
What's a group of sharks called?
A smosh?
The hoe.
Right, brother?
Yeah.
Fist pounded.
We just fist pounded.
That's pretty good. No, is there actually a name? Is it just a school of sharks?
No, it's probably like a...
pool of sharks?
Gang?
Gang.
I mean, it's got to be something cooler than a school.
I'm going to look this up, man.
Okay, you're going to look it up?
Answer. A group of sharks is called a gam?
A gam.
A herd. A frenzy.
Mm.
Or a school or shiver.
Shiver. I really thought gang was going to be in there.
It's not. It's a gam.
A gang of sharks.
It sounded was close, super, though.
There's a gam of sharks coming this way, man. Get out of the water. There's a whole frenzy.
Is that like an 18th century term for like a group of sharks?
I've never heard the word gam. I didn't even know that was a real word.
There's gambit, but nothing to do with sharks.
You guys just learned. Listen, you come to the podcast for laughs and ha's. You come out with some knowledge. You just learned that
it's like listening
gam,
to Star
it's a new
Talk.
Word. Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah. I feel like if he listened to this podcast, he'd learn as much. Like, he'd learn as much new material as we would if we listened to Star Talk.
I think he'd probably, like, lose some brain cells listening to this podcast.
I was watching his Hot Ones interview.
Oh.
And I love how everything gets turned into, like, a lesson.
Yeah.
Like, he's looking at, like, the label, and it has the atomic bomb on it. He's like, this is the bomb that we dropped in World War II. And actually, the most dangerous part of a bomb is... it's not the explosion. It's that'll evaporate you completely. It's the heat. So it shouldn't say warning radioactive. It should say warning will evaporate you. And I was like,
you can do his voice pretty well.
I just heard him on a podcast and dude's just too smart.
I just love how like he makes everything about space somehow. Because I remember like when Anthony Bourdain died, he tweeted about like something about space, and all the responses were like, dude, it's not about space.
But if you think about it, it is.
Now he's Stardust. All the food he ate came from stars.
But I love him, and I love Cosmos.
Yeah,
he's a fun guy to listen to.
Yeah, Cosmos is a good show.
I mean, if anything, it gave us that great gif of him, like, that. It's like that cringe gif where he's, like, getting blasted in the face with all the Cosmos.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You said gif?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no.
The way it's supposed to be.
No, I don't want to get into this argument.
All right,
but...
let me just one part.
Okay.
The guy who created the GIF.
That's what they all say.
I know.
That's what they all say. GIF.
That's
all
the go-to defense.
Say...
I get it. I get it.
And you can't say, oh, but if you're giving someone a present, you're not giving them a GIF. It's like, okay, look.
All
if the creator
is,
said, if Steve Jobs said it was Apple,
no,
then we'd all have to call it Apple.
No,
it's Apple because it's spelled Apple. It's already a word. There's like a phonetic way to say certain like parts of words. I'm sorry, it's GIF.
Wait.
No way.
Well, let me
no
just,
way
let,
I'm
let me just,
fall into
if,
that.
If he throws that defense out, let me just say,
okay.
What does the G stand for in the word GIF? It stands for graphic.
Yes.
How do you say graphic? You say graphic. That's all I'm saying. Ian. We didn't want to roast you on the podcast. I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine. I came ready for anything.
Came
you
for the
knew
big
this would be even, brought up. You knew you
yeah,
had the defenders.
I always
right?
come ready for a GIF. That's right.
Oh, man.
GIF argument.
You guys remember Jiffy Pop? They still make that?
Jiffy Pop.
Yeah.
That sounds very familiar.
You guys... what?
What?
It's the popcorn
oh,
that's
yeah,
like the
yeah.
little thing on the stove.
And yeah.
It like inflates and then
yeah.
you put it on the stove and
yeah. it goes and then it just explodes.
No. Well,
maybe that's why they discontinued it.
I almost burned my house down with Jiffy Pop once. Scared the shit out of myself.
The paper will catch on fire.
Yeah, I was doing it and it was just, you know, it's popping, it's expanding and it just there was a bang and it's on fire and my mom had to come in and you know, do that thing with the water.
If Neil deGrasse Tyson was a guest on this podcast, he'd spend the next 10 minutes explaining to you why that happened.
Well, you see, when the molecules expand,
it's rapid. It's very rapid expansion.
It's a rapid, violent change of the state of the molecules.
Of the cosmos.
It's much like individual Big Bangs. Each kernel of corn is its own universe.
Neil, I'm talking about Jiffy Pop, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Neil. Sorry, buddy.
I come on this podcast to talk about science, and you're fucking it up.
Neil,
and you're saying fucking Jif, it pisses me off.
You just keep
okay. Actually, we need to find out how he says it.
How Neil deGrasse Tyson says it.
Is there a video of him? Can we call him up? Does anyone have a line of contact?
What, like, you guys don't have his phone number?
I mean,
I lost it. I dropped my phone in the ocean.
Hold on. I think I got his number.
True story.
I think I got his number. Hold on.
I really did drop my phone in the ocean and lose all my contacts. It was very tragic.
Yeah, it's
at an exit did the same thing.
Okay.
Boat.
Okay,
like,
I got his number.
What are you doing with your phone out on a boat?
I'm about to call him.
Silly.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Here we go. It's Labor Day, so he shouldn't be doing much.
He right. might just be chilling in his mansion.
Looking yeah. through a telescope.
Hey, Neil, I was wondering if you could tell me if you pronounce, you know, the word GIF is GIF or JIF. How do you pronounce it, Neil?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
JIF, right?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. It was lovely talking to you. I got to go. We're recording the podcast, Neil.
Okay.
Love you. Love you too. Bye.
Whoa. You and Neil are on a I love you basis.
He's a very nice man.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
His voice sounded a little messed up.
He was probably he all right? talking about space all day.
Just talking about space. Well, that's his voice when he's not on camera.
Yeah. So now it's 50-50.
Yeah.
So we're at a complete split.
Does Neil's opinion hold more like weight though? Because he's like a cosmologist. Is that the word?
I mean,
he's a cosmopolitan.
One could argue that his opinion is meaningless in the grand scheme of things in the greater universe.
That's true. Mm. That's true. He's
but we are spending a long time talking about it on this podcast. So,
well, it's a very.
I mean, maybe right. it does hold some significance in the greater scheme of things.
Here's just a way to settle it. Okay, let's just in the comment section. Let's just see if
oh, no.
are you team Super Mega or team Ian / Neil? That's what we want to know. That's what we need to know. Matt and Ryan or Ian and Neil? GIF or GIF?
Make it happen, folks.
Let's see it. The winners will be announced on the next podcast.
Will they?
Whoever. I mean, we totally could fake it if we wanted. Just
that
say that
true.
We won.
Yeah. We'll
true.
Definitely announce the winners.
But we'll do
podcast.
It. We'll be
honorable. Me and Neil will be watching.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we'll be honest. We won't like... bullshit it at the last second because we forgot anything.
We delete all the comments that say
like, just put a filter on the comments.
100% for Super Mega. That's crazy,
we
man.
Put, like, we put a rule in our channel where it automatically bans people who like try to like say it's pronounced JIF. How do you even explain that? It's pronounced JIF, but they just spell the word.
They'd have to spell it out with a J. So that kind of says something right there, right?
Ooh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
If you have to type out the pronunciation, you have to use a J. So I think that automatically...
That's not the way the English language works. We break the rules all the time.
That's true.
English I mean, if you look at just phonetics, like phonetically spelling things is always kind of fucks me up.
Sometimes I'll just be like laying in bed and I'll think about like a sentence. Yeah. I'll be like, wait, how does that make sense? And I'll like say the sentence over and over and I'm like,
it doesn't. What? It doesn't. We borrowed our language from like a million it's other
just a,
people.
Just a mash.
Like, I don't know, that word, rendezvous. Yeah, that one sounds good. We're going to take that
let's
word.
Let's put it in and pronounce it all weird. But like a sentence, for instance, like, I have to go to work. I have to go to work.
What is there to do?
I have? What do I have?
Think about it.
I'm owning something. I have to go to work. Doesn't make any sense. Will Smith. That's a sentence.
Okay.
Or you could say Will Smith. That's a question.
What's the deal with the buffalo making?
I have no idea. Oh.
Have you heard of that one?
Yeah. But every time it's explained to me, it doesn't sink in. So I'm always left having to look at my phone or something to decipher it.
So is it like there's a verb for buffalo?
But is buffalo a verb?
There's probably like a place called Buffalo, like a town in Buffalo.
New York.
Yeah.
The hell?
So Buffalo, it's also...
There's a Wikipedia page called Buffalo.
Right.
And so, it's...
Explain it to us.
Well, there's a chart. Look at this. It's like a chart breaking down, like, pronoun, noun, you know, subject. That's crazy. Jesus. What a crazy... look at this Wikipedia page.
Is Buffalo an adjective in any way?
Or Buffalo... Yeah, it's everything. It's a verb. It means to bully, harass, or intimidate.
I'm going to look up buffalo in the dictionary, and if it doesn't say it's all of those things, I'm going to be
just lists out all of them.
It's a proper noun to refer to a specific place named Buffalo, the city of Buffalo, New York, being the most notable. It's also a bison, a North American bison.
It's a verb that means overawe or intimidate.
Yeah.
I'm going to buffalo you.
Stop buffaloing me.
She didn't like being buffaloed. That's one of the examples.
That sounds sexual.
It sounds weird. I don't...
Man, you want to get buffaloed tonight?
Let's get buffaloed tonight,
dude,
buddy.
Fuck, man.
Let's get
on Tinder
Wild
and get
wings.
Buffaloed,
let's
man.
Let's get buffaloed, yeah.
Mm.
You down to get buffaloed?
Every day,
after this
man.
Podcast,
every
man.
Day.
Let's go get buffaloed.
Always ready for a little buffaloing.
Hell yeah, dude. Man, Buffalo Wild Wings. Can we talk about Buffalo Wild Wings for a second?
I like it.
Do you like it?
Okay, now that's the last straw.
No, it's pretty good. But my friends work there, so they gleaned all the sauces from them.
Ooh.
And then my friends make some bomb ass wings.
That sounds
using
amazing.
Those sauces that they've sort of learned from Buffalo Wild Wings and quality chicken, kind of chicken wings.
Okay, what's your favorite wing flavor then? If you were to
the
choose.
Real question.
Do
you,
they make,
you come on here, you get the hard hitting questions.
Right. Yeah, they make this one. I think it uses like a lot of butter and garlic and I want to say maybe Frank's Red Hot or something like that.
Spicy Ooh. Garlic sauce?
Yeah, yeah, so it's something like that.
It's pretty good.
Parmesan garlic, whatever it is.
There's Parmesan garlic and there's spicy
Parmesan.
Garlic.
Then they do some dry rubs. Some of those are pretty
good. Not a fan of dry rubs. I got to have that wet wing, you know?
Sopping dipping it into that blue cheese. I don't like ranch that much.
I like both, man. I'll dip both. I'll do like one bite blue cheese, one bite ranch. Really mix it up.
Every time I order that garlic, the Parmesan... What is it called?
Garlic Parmesan.
Garlic Parmesan.
Yeah.
They always forget. They always forget.
Every time,
dude.
Every single time. They forget the extra sauce. Yeah.
There's a pizza place down the street from here that's actually makes some pretty quality wings.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I have to get the name of that
place. More and more I have more pizza places out here, the less I am in the mood for like a Papa John's or a Domino's or a Pizza Hut type place.
As you should.
Yeah.
Crispy Crust was good.
Crispy Crust. That's in Glendale. It's a fucking good place.
Have you had their wings?
No, I haven't had their wings.
Oh, you gotta try their wings.
I gotta try those wings sometime.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, God, that place is so good.
That's generally my go-to. But there's
Crispy Crust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that
good
stuff.
You know what's better than Crispy Crust?
Mm.
An ad read. You know what, Ryan? I'm gonna do this whole one by myself.
What?
Yep. It's all mine now.
Fine, then I'll get the next one by myself.
Perfect.
Selfish little
Sorry. Can't swear in an ad read. Guys, today I want to tell you about Udemy. Udemy is the largest and most accessible online learning marketplace with the most courses, teachers, and opportunities for students everywhere around the globe.
Wait, how many opportunities?
A lot. But if you want to talk numbers, Ryan, Udemy has over 65,000 courses, from coding to comic book art, available anywhere on their website and app.
Whew, damn.
With over 65,000 courses, Udemy is the largest space for online learning. I took a class myself on basic Unity. I did it for a bit. I actually enjoyed it and learned a good amount from it.
Cool.
And, you know, Udemy has something for everyone. Whether, you know, you're at home, at the office, on the computer, or using the app on your phone, Udemy gives you access to new knowledge
wherever you are.
And guess what, guys? You can get this exclusive offer just for Super Mega Cast listeners. Go to ude.my/supermega right now and get 90% off when you sign up for classes. You will not find a better price, so sign up for classes now using our link, ude.my/supermega, and get access to life-changing classes, life-changing, for 90% off. And make sure you download the app, too, for your phone, so you can stream your studies wherever you are. That's ude.my/supermega. Ryan?
That's awesome. Oh, that's ude.my/supermega.
What'd you think of that ad read, Ian?
I cried.
Would you use that product?
Yes. Twice a day.
Nice.
Cool, man.
Great.
It's just some like awful product. it's like the worst thing. It's like
some neo-Nazi matefinder.com.
It's like Tinder for white supremacists.
That has to exist, right? Well, isn't there I don't know if this is weird to bring up.
Yeah.
Or maybe now it's weird that I mentioned it, but wasn't there like a dating website specifically for like black people to meet up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know about that one. I know about J-Date. That's J-Date. One for Jewish people.
Okay.
There's also one for farmers. It's Christian Mingle.
Farmers only. Yeah. I used to see the commercials for them.
Oh, like, yeah.
How do you guys have enough money for commercials?
They're I see them in L.A. I see the commercials here in L.A.
There's no farmers in L.A.
I know.
Wow.
But maybe there's farmers that are, like, vacationing to L.A. or maybe they, you know.
It's
looking for a pretty lady to marry. Yeah.
It's really not that creative of a company name.
What's it called?
It's literally called blackpeoplemeet.com.
It's like, oh, it's simple. It's easily brandable. It gets to the point.
Yeah.
What I want to know is...
Grindr should be changed to 45-year-old white closeted Southerners.
Yeah, it's Grindr.
Try to fuck college students.
Exactly. But can you be another ethnicity looking for a black person in that? Or do you have to be...
I think
you have to be black looking for another.
Yeah, what if you're like, I just want to meet some black people?
What if you're Logic, the rapper Logic?
He's half black.
He's
right?
Half black.
Then they'd have to go to half black people meet.
What about like, do they have like a YouTubers meet? YouTubersonly.com? There is a dating app for like celebrities called Raya.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah, I know people who use that. And
that sounds sad and a bad idea.
It does, yeah. I was going to make an account because they have to like approve you. And I was like, I want to see who's on there. I don't know if they'd approve me though. I never made it.
I think you have I think they have some stupid like thing where you have to have like over 100,000 followers. You have to be verified. Is it verified? You have to be verified on Twitter?
Ooh, I can make an account.
Shit,
Ooh.
You can make one. I can't because they verified Ryan. Okay, so we both applied for verification.
You're going to get verified one of these days. You will.
I don't think I will.
You will.
We applied at the same time.
Yeah.
Exact same credentials. They verified him and not me. And I was like,
yeah.
What?
Well, I sent in a little spy to Twitter. So he's going to get back to me in a few months. So
good. Good.
We'll see what happens.
I need that blue check mark, man. Yeah. I'm dying
when you
for
get that blue
check
mark. Remember to thank me and my spy.
I will thank you and your spy.
I can't say his or her or their name. So.
Okay, well,
not saying it's a him.
I'll get you guys like a $20 Target gift card or a gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay. If you get verified, you have to do that.
Okay, if I get verified, I'll get you a $20 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay. Yeah. And it has to happen within the next like three months? 3 months.
3 months.
Okay, you're going to give my guy 3 months? Cool. I mean, my person 3 months?
Who is it?
I don't
know. I
know
them?
No. Ian, how's your day going?
It's good.
That's good. Are you, you've been filming some stuff?
You, like, work with the camera and make some YouTube videos?
Do you know what a green screen is? Those are pretty fun.
Yo, you ever heard of a lav mic? Or a boom mic? Talking about film over here, guys.
Sorry, listeners,
you might not understand.
It's really technical. Like,
that's my favorite type of person, though.
Oh yeah,
it's really technical. It would be too much to explain, but let me just tell you, it's pretty chill. Like that type of person.
Yeah, I'm so far out of like the technical realm with filming and stuff. It's really funny when I hear two other YouTubers start getting in conversations about a camera or even like a lavalier mic, and they're like, oh yeah, like I tried the Sony XPS 5000, like what do you think about that one? Oh man, it's like pretty good, like, you know, it's pretty good, but not as good as like the Panasonic PF59. Like,
I don't know, you just get wider range with that, and oh okay, it's just not as directional.
It films too.
My favorite, more so than that type of person though, is like a freshman film school student. That's like, yo, let me make you a list of movies you gotta check out. It's like Pulp Fiction and Her. It's like shit like that.
Which are good movies.
They're good.
Yeah. Well, I have never seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
We watched,
damn,
no,
son.
We watched like 20
fourth,
minutes
a
of
fourth
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
Not even.
But that's then we stopped watching movie. For some reason.
I know. I need to sit down and watch it. I know.
I love Pulp Fiction, man.
Maybe it'll be playing at a Toronto International Film Festival and I can give it a watch.
Which you're going to?
Yes.
When?
Whenever it's going on.
What's your location going to be? What hours are you going?
When's
Listen
your flight?
Up, guys.
What airline are you taking?
What's the flight number?
I'm excited for that. Have you ever been to a film festival?
No, not like a legit. I was like, not a legitimate one. And I was like, no, I've never been to a single film festival ever. No. I like films. But
you've been to like premieres and shit too, right?
Yeah, yeah, I've been to those. Those are always fun. Free food.
It's
yeah.
the best premiere you've been dope. To.
Jurassic World premiere is pretty cool because the after party they had. it'd be cool for my parents, and for me it was just a weird experience. They had Jimmy Buffett performing.
What?
Yeah.
And Steve-O was there butt chugging. He was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That was very strange. Unfortunately, the people I was with wanted to leave early. And they were my ride, so I missed the moment when I think Chris Pratt got up there and sang Margaritaville with him.
Oh man!
So I missed out on that.
That's
my parents
like a once in
been,
a lifetime moment to witness.
Dude, my parents are big Jimmy Buffett fans. So
how can you not be a fan of Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Actually, last night, funny we bring up Jimmy Buffett because last night I don't really have any art on my walls yet. Well, I have it. I just got to get it framed. So I was at the grocery store last night, and I saw that they had like wall flags, and they have one where it's a picture of a margarita, and it's like it says Margaritaville on it, and it says my margarita says I'm awesome, and it's like 5 feet long, and I hung it up on my wall. So when you walk into my place, it's like the first thing you see.
I love that.
Thanks. I love Jimmy Buffett, man.
Yeah, man. Rock on, dude.
Thanks, brother. Bro, dude, fist me, man.
What's your number one favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
Pencil Thin Mustache is pretty good.
That's a song. That's actually a
yeah,
song.
He's like, I wish I had a pencil thin mustache.
Were you listening to that song when you were trying to grow one out?
Yeah.
It's gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I shaved the mustache. Oh, not for you guys, just because I was getting kind of tired of it.
R.I.P.
And also, I was at a party the night before I shaved it, and two people were like, you know, man, you really should shave that. It's not looking too good. And
whoa. People you know or people that you were meeting?
People I know. They were like, you know what? It's been a good run, but maybe you should not do it. And I was like,
was it your buds?
It's my buds. That's not why I shaved it though. But I was ready to shave it, but they kept telling me I should keep it. And then finally, they were like, you know what?
One of them has a mustache. What are they doing?
No, but I mean, like,
there's only room for one of us.
Yeah, he's here. Like he's getting jealous.
I think
he's
jealous. Yeah, I think he thought that you were going to move in on his like brand,
his stash territory. Yeah, and he's like. This is so much better than mine. And if I let him have this, mine's going to look like
shit. You
were
pampering yours like...
I was.
You're treating yours like a king.
So like a
like
week
DJ
ago,
Khaled
a,
should be treated.
Yeah.
I had a mustache. Do you want to see a picture of the mustache?
Yeah. I'd love to see
the first time
that.
I've ever grown a mustache in my life.
Oh,
it took
no.
3 weeks to get there, and then I had to dye it because it was blonde.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah, that looks like Megan's Law right there. I'm sorry. I think your friends were doing you a solid.
Oh my god!
I can never grow it back now. That's the final verdict.
You dyed it?
I did. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Because it was blonde. Like the hair was there. It was just blonde.
Hey man, you know, sometimes we're just not meant to be certain things we want to be. You
but
know?
That's the thing. I understood that. I just wanted to. I had to at least try it. You
no,
know?
you definitely gave it your all. I'm definitely glad that you dyed it though, because the flesh beard,
it's no
flesh
good.
Mustache, very strange.
It's like the fucking Spencer Pratt type. I don't want like a Spencer Pratt beard.
Exactly. That's why I think get when like I think a flesh beard. I think of Spencer Pratt.
I saw him recently at a.
How's he doing?
He was on a podcast. I went and saw like a live podcast, and he was very drunk, and he was spilling all that Hollywood tea.
Oh, boy.
He was. Damn. He was spilling a lot of it, too. And I was like, wow, is he going to get sued with all this?
Dan Harmon does that kind of stuff all the time, right?
Yeah. Spencer Pratt just got really drunk on stage and just started, like, saying all sorts of things about celebrities.
Don't get drunk on stage. I mean, even though it could be fun.
Speaking of which, come to Drunk Drawing Live on September 27th. Yeah. We'll announce that more later.
Yeah.
Well, officially announced that.
Subway, dude.
Y'all want to get Subway after this?
Dude, I mean, I'm jealous of your facial hair. It looks like it can get very full.
It doesn't have the connection.
I don't have a thick mustache / connection thing. My beard kind of grows down. I'm not sure if that's from my roots.
Right.
Back from like my just Palestinian roots or whatever. But my beard only grows Amishy down.
Do you get it down the neck?
Yeah. Like I have to shave down here. I get it like up here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's gnarly.
Yeah.
I feel like I really lucked out in this generation where having like a short beard is considered like an attractive thing.
Like you're a clean cut gentleman.
Right. Cause if I had to shave all the time, I feel like I don't have really the jaw to really support a sort of aesthetically pleasing clean face. You know what I mean?
I have that same kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I look at my face and it's just like, oh, there's the baby.
Right.
I got those plump cheeks. I don't have like a strong jawline. So it just, I don't know. It's like whenever I had a youth pastor, whenever he would shave, it just was very unnerving because you'd notice how pink his lips are.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to explain it. It was just like, it's like you got to see his mouth. You never saw his mouth, and then he would shave, then you'd see his mouth, and you'd just be like, man, you got lips. I forgot about that.
I was like that one dude in Guess Who.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Dude with the huge ass lips.
Yeah, the dude with the big lips. Hey, wait. Speaking of youth pastors, back in the days when you were first doing see, Ryan and I also, you know, we started doing YouTube back in like 2007.
Oh.
So like way back. Yeah. But I was doing videos for my youth group, reminding my peers to read their Bible notes and to show up for worship.
Yeah, did you ever do it in like a rap?
I did actually.
Ooh.
That's not on YouTube. Well, it is on YouTube. It's privated though. Maybe I'll release these one day.
You and I have done so much media for our church. I did like a music video for my church. I also was in an interpretive dance where I played Jesus.
That's right. The Jesus dance.
I was an acolyte. I was up there.
Wait, you showed me that video, right? There's a video of you with doing the Jesus dance?
I don't think there's a video out there. My uncle may have like the only copy and I may have to like ask him for it back. Unless he's busy with it, then I understand.
Ryan, I can't give it up. It's so precious.
I know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and like you put the VHS in, and it's like been watched so many times that it's just ruined. Because you know how like if you play a VHS too many times, it just like ruins it. Right. I did that to my copy of Rugrats movie, like the orange VHS. Because
was it only just to watch the Baja Men who let the dogs out at the end?
It was actually 100% did before that, the movie. Before the movie, in the previews, there was a commercial for Peanuts Home Videos, and this guy. The commercial opens with the Charlie Brown theme song, and the guy looks at the camera and goes, "You want to talk about Peanuts videos?" But I swear to God, he says penis videos.
Well, they changed yeah. the commercial.
And I that wasn't just me seeing it. It was so clearly penis videos. They went back, refilmed his part, and put it in future copies of the movie.
they should have just ADR'd it. So like later on, he's like, "You want to learn about Peanuts videos?"
And you can also see, like you can see the look on his face. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he's got a little... Let me see.
That was some, like, old school Disney stuff then.
Yeah.
Like, with how they would always hide penises in all their movies.
Oh, and, like, the Little Mermaid cover and stuff? Yeah. Oh,
well, and the priest gets a boner.
I searched penis videos,
the best recording I could find.
Wait, play it again? "You want to talk about penis videos?" There it is. He said penis videos right there.
There is this I think it's like a Southern California car dealership, and in the ad they said "Go see Cal" because his name is Cal Worthington, and their song was "Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal," but on TV it sounded like he said "Pussy Cow." Should I pull that up?
Yes, please.
Pussy cow, pussy cow.
I was trying to find the video, so I searched. Just searched penis videos on YouTube, and that does not come up with what I was looking for. It's slow motion videos of. There's a video called "How Erections Work," and it was just a video.
Well, how do they?
I don't have Wi-Fi in here.
I'm not sure how erections work.
So could you could look it up right
after the podcast? But what I need to look up is a pussy cow.
Yeah, pussy cow. Or you could type. You could probably do.
Found it. Oh my god!
What are they trying to say again?
Go see cow.
Go see cow. Go see cow. Pussy. It
sounds like pussy cow.
They were saying pussy cow.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
They're like, let's see what we can get away with.
What I like to think is like they showed the ad to Cal Worthington right before they're going to air it. And he's like, "You guys are definitely saying pussy cow. Can you go re-record it?" They're like, "No. It runs this way."
It's like pussy he's cow. Like in a room and like there's a bunch of bored people just like above him ominously. He's probably crying right now. He probably still is torn
I don't
about
think
it.
He's still alive. The
well, he's dead.
Real old.
What?
He's standing on top of a biplane in the commercial and it does like a flip.
Then who do I make lunch plans with?
Ooh. Ryan, you got cowfished. Pretty good, right? I found a higher quality version of the Peanuts videos thing. Look at the look on his face. Like, he knows what he's saying. Like, he has that little, that smirk, little smile. Look at this. "You want to talk about penis videos? You want to talk?" He says penis videos. And I actually broke the VCR because I played it back so many times. I called my friends and I held the phone up to the TV. And then, like, I remember I had to bring, like, the phone in the room on the cord and, like, stretch it to the TV so my friends could hear. And then the VCR just, like, jammed because I had rewinded it and played it so many times that I had to get my dad to help me unscrew the VCR.
Jesus Christ. Like a jam.
Dude, yeah.
You and I, honestly, I think we would be in a jam if we didn't read this next ad read. That's right. It's time for my ad read. No Matt here.
Okay.
You know what I – excuse me?
I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's my ad read, though. But what's important?
No, I was just saying okay to you doing it by yourself.
Okay.
Just do the ad read.
Well, you know what I love about Harry's? I love that they can deliver a perfect shave, a wonderful, smooth shave. The design of their razors are gorgeous, and the scent of their shave gel, might I add, could pick you up a few loved ones.
I don't need it because, I do actually because I had the mustache. I shaved it. Sorry, it's your ad read. I'm sorry.
I mean, you shave every, like, all the time because you're a baby face little man.
I'm sorry, it's your ad read. I didn't mean to jump in.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you gotta insert yourself any way you can, right, Matt?
What the hell?
Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer.
Claim yours by going to harrys.com/supermega. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. They knew a great shave comes down to great blades made with sharp, durable steel that lasts. That's why they bought a factory. They've been making the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. Man, Matt, can you believe that?
It's your ad read. Am I supposed to respond to that?
What do you want?
By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade, compared to $4 or more. Quality guaranteed, by the way. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. This includes a weighted handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. So come on, listeners of my show, you can redeem our show. Sorry, Matt, I forgot about you. You can redeem your trial set at harrys.com/supermega. Make sure you go to harrys.com/supermega to redeem your offer and let them know we sent you to help support our show. Oh my God. That was great.
Can I talk now?
No!
That was a great ad read.
Whoa.
Would you also use that product?
Every other day. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Same.
Yeah. Well, I would use it every day because it, yep. Anyway, back to
what we were talking about.
What were you talking about, Ian?
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Apartheid?
Yeah. That's what it was. Sweet, man. So, guys, hold on. Let me think of a topic.
Yeah. The silence gets cut out. Unless I choose to keep it.
I like the podcast where they said, like, oh, don't worry, we'll cut that out. And there's, like, a silence. And then just, like, more silence and awkwardness. And you're like, oh, I guess.
Just leave it.
Yeah, I'll just leave all of this in. This is great.
This is good content right here.
Yeah. Or, like, when it goes completely silent.
And, like, all y'all are, like, obviously, like, okay, someone's going to take
the reins on
this one. I
hate when podcasts do that. When it's just, like, so much silence.
Yeah, same here, dude.
Guys, Halloween's coming up, isn't it?
It is. One of our favorite holidays, right, Ian?
Yes.
Okay,
wait. It's September, like, it's like September 3rd. Too early for pumpkin spice.
People have already started.
I saw somebody make a Christmas joke today.
Wait, what?
So, yeah.
Like, not ironically?
Well, they said single, ready to jingle.
What?
So.
It's September 3rd.
I know. They got, like, how you looked at your watch just to make
sure. Double check. It's December 2nd.
Do you have the date on that watch?
I do, yeah. It says Monday.
Yo, bro, you rocking a Casio?
It's a Casio,
there?
Yeah. Got this bad boy in Tokyo City.
Whoa.
And it's super.
They
super
made a
accurate.
Whole city out of that, huh?
They made a whole city out of it. Yeah.
Wow.
We went.
Look what they did. Look what they did. We're so proud of them.
They did it. We're
Japanese,
so proud of them.
Creating cities and shit.
Yeah. I hear they have a couple.
There's a few cities there. I've been. I've seen at least two cities.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
I go to Japan City and I go to Tokyo City.
Have you been to Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, I went for the first time recently. And
wasn't it the best place ever?
I fucking loved it.
Amazing. Yeah.
My favorite part, of course, was just the food and, like, the food culture there.
Anywhere you go. Well, I heard that that's not true, but it's true for, like, my experience there. Like, anywhere you go. It doesn't matter where you drop in. Whether it's like this little hole in the wall,
yeah, exactly,
like ramen place or whatever, it's all bomb.
Like, they care about their food. Unless you know, I mean, even if you honestly, we did this thing where we took a day to just have fast food.
Yes,
and so, like,
did you get Mos Burger?
Yeah.
No. Oh, wait, did
I,
we?
No. But a previous time I went, I got it. I
love
Mos Burger.
So I went there 3 or 4 times. I wanted to try everything on the menu.
It's amazing. Did you get
really,
like, the shrimp burger where it's like made out of shrimp?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's so
and
good.
And I got one that was like, it was like a burger, like, that was like doused in like curry sauce.
Making me jealous.
Oh, really good.
When can we go to Japan again?
Next week.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm going to be in Canada.
Flights are pretty cheap. Like,
they
considering,
are. Yeah.
Considering the distance, like, you can get a ticket for like $600.
Less than that. The first time I went, it was like 400. 50, I think.
Damn.
It just depends on when you... I went Air China, so I had a layover in Beijing, but...
Yeah, I did that the first time.
Air China's nice. Air China's a real nice airline.
Really?
One of the flight attendants, like, screamed at me, though, by accident. Actually, let me tell two stories
also
from that
some
flight.
Guy
Are you going to tell that one too?
The Air
one
China.
That
I was about to spoil? It was either Air China or China Air that I flew. One, whichever one it was that I flew on, was the worst airline.
Probably China Air. Because Air China was like super nice.
Really?
Yeah. But I was trying to get like some footage because I was like, oh, I want to make like a little just like music video with just like, you know, some of the footage I took in Japan so I can remember it.
And you can check it out on Matt's channel.
On my personal channel. Yeah, it's there. I just uploaded it actually. It took me like 2 years, but I did it. But I remember I was just like filming before the plane took off, and I guess one of the flight attendants, she walked in the path of like my camera. And I had headphones in. I was just listening to music while I was just kind of like taking some footage.
Yeah.
It's like just for me, just for like, you know, to remember it, get some cool footage. And she like sees me filming.
Yeah.
And she thinks I'm filming her, and she like screams like, no, delete, delete. And she started like screaming at me like, delete. And the plane was like silent. Everyone's looking at me. I was like, oh, okay.
Were you flying out of Beijing right then?
I was flying from LA to Beijing. This is like right before the plane takes off.
What?
And like, I actually have the footage of her, and it's in slow-mo.
You
can see her notice and then like turn into this like like evil, like furious monster and like point at me and start screaming in slow motion.
Whoa.
I didn't put it in the video, but
you showed me that clip.
Dude, we had like a really weird experience with one of the stewardesses. She kept walking over and turning off my girlfriend's TV screen. Like, she'd just be watching something, and she would just walk by and turn it off.
And then walk away.
And just keep walking.
Like, it was, like, just, like, kind of, like, muscle memory. Like, she wasn't giving it a second thought.
Yeah, and, like, my girlfriend was very much awake and watching whatever she was watching. The lady would just walk by. She did it multiple times. I don't know.
Did you speak up? Or did you just kind of,
Well, she was sitting in, like, a different row.
Okay, so she never said anything. She was just kind of, like...
Yeah, she told me after. I was like, what? And then we did that layover in Beijing, and then they seized a bunch. They seized all of our like portable batteries and stuff.
Yeah, they threw a. I just bought like a new container of like hair gel mousse stuff.
Yeah,
and I hadn't opened it yet, and they threw it away. And I was like, man. The funny thing about Chinese TSA is, I don't know if you noticed this in Beijing, but they have like a big like wall with like the list of items you can't have, and it's so weirdly specific. It's like crystal balls, fruit knives. God, there was some other like weird ones. Just like I've
seen crystal balls on there.
It's like, why do people just carry crystal balls in their luggage? Is that like a?
I guess
like
it could be used as a weapon. Like if you just bludgeon somebody with a,
or you could cast a spell through it while you're on the plane, and they don't want that to happen.
You don't
want to
do that.
You could hijack a plane using spells through the crystal ball.
You do some like magic on the pilot.
Some magic, like some voodoo shit.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that on a plane.
I love how the bomb symbol on a plane is just like
typical, cartoon just, bomb. Yeah, cartoon. Yeah.
You want to see someone like carry that, like try to get through security with that? It's like already like,
I can't bring this through.
Was there ever a bomb like that that even existed?
Like the circular black one that has the fuse?
Yeah, because they were kind of related to like how cannons worked, right? Like like dynamite. It works in the same way. There had to have been a bomb that was kind of like that.
Just like a perfect like round sphere,
like launched from a cannon,
filled with not launched from a cannon, but like it works in the same way where you light the fuse, and when it gets down, it like dynamite or whatever, it like sparks.
Guess,
or maybe there's a bunch of shrapnel. I don't know. Let me look that up.
Well, they just make them look so shiny.
It's possible because it's like it's like an old school grenade. I guess it would be. But yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. But we all look at it and we're like, oh yeah, it's a bomb. But we've never seen a bomb like that before.
I've never seen a bomb look like that.
Yeah, we just
not
know
even
it from
in
cartoons.
Movies. Yeah, just in like 20s cartoons when like someone swallows a bomb or something. Like,
yeah.
It's just what you see. It's that shape of bomb.
Yeah, that looks like it could be real.
Let me see.
But like, I'm trying. It's always like on a studio set. Like it's never.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you look at World War II round bomb. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. There it is. It's a real one.
Well, there you go.
Looks real dumb.
Confirmed.
It's a goofy-looking bomb.
Well, I mean, yeah, then they just made them grenades. I mean, they're just grenades.
Oh, okay.
They're just grenades.
So they're that size. They're like a handheld size. They weren't like a giant...
Well, that picture definitely is... Yeah, I don't think they were giant.
We'll come back to
like,
bomb
the biggest one was probably like that.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Because
it had to have been like something you could throw then.
Yeah.
You light it and you throw it.
Or something that you'd like go into the other side of the base and just like...
Got like
run.
A big like 3 foot round giant one of those.
Yeah. You just roll it down the street. Don't mind me.
Hits a rock by
like an obvious fuse on it.
Man, dynamite's so fucking scary because it's like you got a stick of dynamite. Yeah. And it's like you drop this, you're going to blow up.
You could, yeah.
Because dynamite, if I'm not mistaken, dynamite can also explode from like... if you shake it or like drop it.
I'm not a dynamite
too
expert
much or something. I think you're not supposed to drop dynamite.
Yeah, don't drop, guys.
I don't think you're supposed to drop explosives in
just
general.
Don't drop dynamite. That's today. That's the big
you can drop C4 and it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Let's test that out. Let's try that.
C4. Could probably just drop a regular like pipe bomb and it wouldn't explode.
Let's do it like a YouTube video where we drop different bombs.
Hey guys, welcome back. Today we have a special guest, Ian Hecox, and he's going to be dropping bombs for us today. So we go get behind like a big like.
Will it explode?
Like, Ian has like to stand out in the middle of a parking lot.
I think that there's a very good market for this.
All right, Ian, go ahead and drop the first one.
All right, this one's the pipe bomb. Okay.
Just drops it and
stands still.
All right, Ian, now try this one.
We could rotate, you know? So it's like like a hot potato. Yeah.
You're the guest. We want you to be the star of the episode. So we'll stand behind the little plexiglass barrier.
Generous.
Yeah, of course, man.
Appreciate
we want to help
that.
You out. We want to help you with views and stuff. So
could you imagine us posting a video with like you in the thumbnail where it's like, we kill Ian from Smosh, like that. It's like big yellow letters. But like in the actual video, it's only up for probably like 5 minutes because it would be reported. Like there's actual footage of you being blown to bits by a bomb.
Right. But we really do kill Ian from Smosh.
And it's like, it wasn't clickbait. I don't see why everyone's so
real,
angry.
It wasn't clickbait. We actually killed him.
Yeah. Well, there's that video on that I saw. It was like, I mean, it had like some... It was like, will 20,000 magnets stop a bullet?
I saw that.
And the thumbnail was literally him pointing like an AK at somebody.
Yep.
Like, how does YouTube allow this to be on?
If you watch the actual video, that doesn't happen. It's just.
What? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Everything that's in thumbnails happens in the video. Come on, we all know this.
Do you hear about YouTube now? Like, to some percentage of viewers, they. You suck in the mic? What was that?
I just rested my nose on it for a second. It's fine.
For some percentage of viewers, they won't see like custom thumbnails anymore.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was like an experiment and everyone flipped out and then YouTube apologized or something. I don't know if I think they're still doing it, but...
I'm not one of the unlucky.
I am. One of my like old channels I logged on, it was like that. No thumbnails. Every Gangrams video just looked like... just the same.
But why? How can you... Thumbnails are used to...
It's to get rid of clickbait. It's like our new algorithm will pick one that's not clickbait.
Well, clickbait's just this, like, today's version of, like a headline. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a difference between clickbait and, like, what you... Like, that magnet video. Like, obviously, they're not going to do that. They're showing the general idea out. But what? If it's, like...
That is sort of clickbait, because...
I mean, just like a headline is clickbait. Like a headline tries to just kind of get the
but the headline most out is actually talking about what's the content that you're going to be reading about.
I think there's like two types of clickbait. There's like a clickbait that's within like a fair parameter where it's not misleading. Mm-hmm. Like it still baits you to want to click the video, but it's not like you're going to click it and then just be like, oh, this was not anything at all what the title suggested it was going to be.
The subject matter isn't there.
Exactly.
There's no promise to what they were kind of giving you.
Well, I mean, you guys have been on YouTube for a long time. So you remember like when YouTube would just choose the middle frame.
Yep. And you had to hide like a thing. If you wanted that to be the thumbnail, you had to hide like one frame
in
the
like
very middle.
Flash it.
Yeah.
We never did the flash. We never did the flash, but we did find out how beneficial it was to have a good thumbnail. Because, and it was completely by accident, I swear to God, we had a video where the censored shot of Britney Spears' vagina was the middle image. And it was just because it was just in the sketch, we mention it and it pops up and it was used and that became the thumbnail. And that became our most viewed video.
Is that the beef one?
Yeah, the beef video.
I remember that. Which
I think has been demonetized a long time ago.
Oh, a lot of ours have too.
We've had videos been deleted from our channel without them even warning us. Like, not privated, just they deleted it from existence.
Like on my old channel, Kids with Problems, I had this like Broadway song I did about smoking crystal meth, and they just deleted the video. And I was like, okay. But we're still getting videos demonetized just out of like we did a video with like Jacksepticeye like 2 years ago, just like 2 weeks ago. It was like demonetized. Like, why? What the hell?
Which one was that?
The Drawful episode. We played Drawful with him.
Huh.
Well, I mean, there's a few naughty ones in there.
Yeah. Mm.
A few naughty jokes.
Well, good old Sean dropping those bad words.
It's possible that a fan might have flagged it.
Yeah. They do that sometimes. Like, it'd really be that way.
I mean, like, you've been on YouTube for a while. You've been, has mass flagging ever been a problem for your channel at all? Like, when, like, people would, like, just kind of, like, troll or, like, try to get at you in some way.
I think at one point, it was a problem for a very short amount of time, but it was a problem for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So what YouTube essentially ended up doing, I think, and I can't say for sure because I don't work there,
mm-hmm.
but I think many channels were sort of whitelisted from that, from automatic flagging of videos. So like channels that could be like trusted to not put out, you know, vile content, they were sort of exempted from this automatic flag. Like if enough people flag it, it gets removed, because there were like roaming gangs of people that would go around and
like flag things they didn't like.
Yeah, just flag people. Like they might be on Reddit and be like, hey, fuck this channel, let's all flag it.
Yeah, yeah.
So YouTube combated that by I think whitelisting a lot of, and I don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is just
a guess.
Rumors.
I remember the day YouTube switched from like 4:3 to 16:9, and I got home from school and I was like, I'm gonna get on YouTube. And I remember it was wide and I was like, what? Yeah. What the hell? I thought it was like a glitch at first. Really, really blew my mind.
I remember struggling to try to get the best video quality like out of YouTube. Like back when it was 360.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 360p.
Yeah.
Like I remember we were like looking at cameras and like the best way to get the best possible quality you could out of the crappy compression that YouTube had back then. And now it's like, it doesn't even matter. Like you could upload in 4K and it's like, whatever.
Like 3 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, you've really been through the whole YouTube ringer. Like you've seen all the changes and shit.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. I mean, I pay less attention to it now.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I just kind of just focus on the content and not on like the back end stuff.
Yeah.
I feel very fortunate for that. Cause I know a lot of people still have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Was there ever like a legitimate worry that like maintaining a sketch channel through changes wasn't going to work out? Because there was a period in time where it seems like YouTube was kind of like demanding one thing, and for like sketch comedy to prevail, like it was actually pretty cool.
So that's
like,
that's how we started. We did like sketch comedy.
Yeah.
We had sketch comedy channels. Basically, you know, YouTube, after so many changes, it was like sketch comedy.
The size we were, it just wasn't going to be making kind of like money that would help. Like,
well, I think like still, it, like the algorithm doesn't favor sketch comedy. Like sketch comedy takes a lot of time and resources to create, just like animation.
And also when you only get like a couple minute video, and the way YouTube works, it's like that's not going to be, you know, profitable.
No. No.
And I'm not saying it's all about the money, but like if you're trying to make a living off of YouTube, it's like YouTube unfortunately doesn't favor.
And if you're a sketch channel, you're typically working with a lot of people to get the stuff done. You know, it's hard to shoot a sketch with just two people.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah. It's tricky. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need more people, and those people need to be paid.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, pay people in pizza. So,
try.
I mean,
actually, that's how
you
we
definitely
were
could.
You were talking earlier about the cut of the.
Oh no, cash only.
Not pizza.
No cash.
Gift cards.
$100 bills.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Crispy crust gift card.
Crispy crust.
Okay. I will settle for crispy crust.
Okay,
$10.
Let's make it like 12.
We don't because 12,000.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we.
No, I mean, well, it's fine.
We'll talk about it after the podcast.
Oh God.
Which,
I knew this was a mistake.
We can actually, wait, you're not charging by the minute, right?
Of course.
Oh, he's counting those seconds. Listen.
Okay. Well, maybe we should wrap it up here then.
I mean
we can keep going.
No, it's fine, man. It's been a long podcast. I didn't realize that I actually overlooked the message Ricky does by the minute.
Yeah, okay.
You should have read that contract.
Well,
better. That's what
we
got to
stop
for.
Signing shit that we don't read. That's like the fifth time.
Fuck. We're stuck with these ad reads, though. Fuck. I mean, I love the ad reads.
I love the ad reads, man.
They're great.
But, guys, seriously, thank you for tuning in to this one. Ian, thank you so much for coming
on the
podcast,
man. Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. And, it's delightful.
Of course, here's a spot. Take however long you would want. But, like, is there anything you've been working on or are working on currently that you want to shout out?
No, just the channel, Smosh. We're still making videos. Yay!
If you haven't heard of Smosh,
if you somehow have not heard of Smosh, go check them out.
It would be sad.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good times.
I love Smosh. Smosh.
Oh, thank you, guys.
I get a little chub thinking about Smosh.
Oh, but, all right.
Well, that's like the start of like how we like we're just thinking of like sketch comedy and stuff. I mean, Smosh obviously was a big inspiration to anyone trying to do sketch comedy in YouTube for a while.
Yeah.
So like
that's so weird.
really? This sounds weird. Yeah. Like Smosh is probably why we started doing YouTube in the first place.
That's crazy.
I think it is the reason why I started making videos.
Yeah. I mean, we were just right place, the right time.
I was always
like,
jealous.
If it wasn't us, like it would have been somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Key and Peele.
Us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, dude? Dude.
I mean, we were just kind of following like Lonely Island, you know?
Yeah.
We saw what they were doing and it's like, oh my God, they got an, you know, SNL.
Let's do it too. Huh?
Yeah. And then you got on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 years. Still going.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, me and Keenan, we're best buds.
We're just sticking it out
as long as possible.
So proud of you, man.
Yeah,
but seriously,
thanks. Thank
you so much for coming on.
And go check out his book. Go check out Ian's
book. Oh, yeah, me and William.
Yep.
All right, guys. Check out on iTunes every Saturday. Or we say that, but, you know, bad about uploading.
Just check, just in case.
It's on there eventually, the podcast. Please subscribe. See you next week with episode 108. Got some more guests, I think, maybe.
We said that last time, but you know how long it took to get for the whole Ian thing to come together.
No, but last time
but that was just a conversation.
That's true.
That you needed to finish.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.